and it is 33 degrees. Good morning, 13 in front of 6 o'clock. And we had some technical difficulties with Compassion Radio this morning, so we were still able to bring you a program, a broadcast, but just a little later than usual, leading us into the best 5 minutes of the day, which might be a little different as well, as we say good morning to Jason Kanz on the spring election day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're just wondering where I was, but yeah, that was the deal.
Yeah, I just texted you. I was like, did I miss something?
Right.
So, yeah.
You gotta,
glad to hear your voice.
It's like clockwork, right? Now, I have to say, you know, one of the things, speaking of clockwork, was at my mom. And, you know, sometimes she's listening this early. Maybe she's not. But it was really nice that their cuckoo clock was, the battery was out. Because especially when you sleep overnight at mom's and the cuckoo clock goes off in the middle. I mean, maybe they're used to it, but when you're a visitor, yeah. Kind of wakes you up, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You sound well-rested this morning.
I feel well-rested this morning. I don't really know specifically what might be behind that, but I was actually thinking about that earlier, that I feel pretty good today, and so that's a good thing.
We had barely talked, and yet I was able to, I mean, these early morning visits, I'm able to ascertain to identify that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think the kind of the repeated contact over many years now has allowed us to do that.
You know, so we're going to try something different because here's the deal. Not just you and I, the schedule upset a little bit, but it was for the listeners because they're used to Compassion Radio ends at, it's supposed to be a 26-minute show, and it ends shortly before 5:30. I start with the weather and headlines, and so we still are making this work because it got done at 5:47. But rather than hear us talk, and they've just heard Bram and his wife talk about wonderful passage in John 18, but I thought maybe we would review a song this morning. So, yes, okay. It's going to be the song I dropped on you at the breakfast table at Randy's on Saturday called Good Mood by Richland. So you might want to look up the lyrics and follow along because we do this from time to time. We've done it a couple of times where we play a song during the best 5 minutes and then talk about it just briefly afterwards. So I thought, why not today?
Right. Sure.
So
sure.
I really, again, I heard it. I don't know if I've heard it before, but I heard it on the way to breakfast Saturday. I'm like, this is great. And then it turns out, I know, talking to Caleb yesterday, I'm like, I know you're a Richland fan. Is it the song? We have two songs from them, and one of them is the one right here called Good Mood. You seem to like it, but here it is, 3 minutes worth, Good Mood from Richland. Tell me what you think, WWIB.
Somebody needs to hear the truth, that he's not mad at you. He's not looking down, frowning with an attitude. Not because of what you do, but who you tethered to. And they wonder why we call it good news. Here's some good theology that'll set you free. When he looks at you, he is only pleased indeed. Not because of what you do, but who you're tethered to. And they wonder why we call it good news. God is in a good mood. Let me just remind you. His smile stays fixed on you. Cause it's Jesus that he sees you through. Even on your way. Some miscommunication, misinterpretation. Some say God is love but full of aggravation. Some say he don't talk to you unless you're perfect too. But if you know him, you can laugh cause you know that ain't true. Here's some good theology that'll set you free. When he looks at you, he is only pleased indeed. Not because of what you do, but who you're tethered to. And they wonder why we call it good news. God is in a good mood. Let me just remind.
got us in a good mood.
Come on, say it for the people in the back row.
So let it ease your troubled mind. You found favor in his side. He set his love on you, cause you beloved too. Now you're the apple of his eye. God is in a good mood. Let me just remind you.
WWIB Richland, good mood, and we're going on the tail end of best 5 minutes of the day. We want to talk about Jason Kanz. What do you think?
Still a really good song. You had introduced me to it on Saturday. I was reading along with the lyrics. Again, just really good. I was struck by this line this morning. There's been some miscommunication, misinterpretation. Some say God is love, but he's full of aggravation. And, you know, I think it's a press back against that reality that we need to be perfect to come to God. And that's just not true. And that God is joy, right? Eternal joy. And it's good for us to be reminded of that.
You know, from the moment I first heard it on Saturday, I started thinking about Steve Brown, and he does the Key Life. And I think it's like a 15-minute show. You can access it. But, I mean, the slogan for that ministry is God's not mad at you. And that's a line in the song. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It is.
Yeah, it's good to be reminded of that.
Very good. Well, all right. Well, I think that can help us to have a better day. God's in a good
mood.
So there we go. Have a terrific one.
We'll
talk to you tomorrow, buddy. Jason Kanz here on WWIB. All right. It's time for our final four. The other one happened in either Minneapolis for the women or New Orleans for the guys, but we've got our musical final four, huh?
Yes, indeed. So we have Jason Gray against Toby Mac. So this is one half of the final four. The other half will be tomorrow. Again, just one matchup this morning.
Yeah.
Goes until 7:45. So it's actually my parents, Steve and Sarah, from the Rice Lake Cameron area. They've been managing Jason Gray all the way through. And so they choose Glow in the Dark for his song today. And then the Johnson family from Eau Claire, they've done a marvelous job. And they picked a great one in Toby Mac. And they're going with I Just Need You. So you all decide who wins and moves on. Don't forget, two ways to vote, 715-396-1670 by text. Also, you can get a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Hopefully, you've joined that already, but we'll let you right in if you haven't.
We're both big Jason Gray fans. He's been here for one fest. In fact, he did the Sunday, he's been in Cumberland. But here's the deal. I mean, he's the underdog here.
Oh, a big-time underdog.
Yeah. So just acknowledging that. But he did beat Johnny Cash, something the Newsboys weren't able to do.
Well, and that's the thing.
Yeah, can he beat?
You never know.
Toby Mac, 396-1670, WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Song one in our song showdown of CCM artists in our semifinals, Jason Gray, Glow in the Dark on WWIB.
Yes, indeed. And so Jason Gray against Toby Mac, the Johnson family against the Swenson family, actually. My parents, Rice Lake Cameron area against Eau Claire. And who's going to win and move on? Early voting, very, very tight so far. Toby, I mean, certainly Toby's the clear favorite here, but we'll see. I mean, I never thought it would be an upset defeating Johnny Cash, but I was not expecting Jason Gray to knock off Johnny Cash.
Right.
In the last round, and that happened. So,
Kenny
who knows?
Toby Mac. Phil Wickham, WWIB, Hymn of Heaven. Happy 38th birthday to him. Caleb, every morning before I come into work, I make my wife's coffee, and it just occurred to me as I was making the Italian roast here in our machine, I'm like, did I make her coffee this morning? And she's on the line for the formal apology. Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
So I'm assuming
I'm
the answer.
I'm barely awake because I haven't had enough coffee.
Now, here's the thing. There was leftover coffee from yesterday, right?
It was half a cup, yes.
That's all?
Yeah.
After I made my morning mocha, I knew there
that's
was
hard to get through a day on half a cup.
I started to, I don't know, I was listening to kind of the way the NCAA championship, I'm sorry, I'm formally apologizing in front of thousands, so.
I just figured that I've been gone and you're just out of the habit of making coffee.
Yeah.
Peggy, are you awake enough to vote?
No.
What? No, I'm not talking real voting. I'm talking.
Mark called me and he's like, I'm going to apologize to you on the air. And I went, okay. And then I went, you're going to what?
Well, and I forgot that it's an actual election day. Please go out and vote in the real world, folks. But I meant between Toby Mac and Jason Gray, we've got Glow in the Dark versus I Just Need You. Do you want to vote here?
Oh, my gosh. I really love both of those artists.
Right?
I don't know how to choose. And, you know, choosing. Gosh. Nope, I can't.
This is the struggle
this
is the struggle that so many families are having. Literally, even my parents' family, my mom and dad nominated Jason Gray, and my parents' family is even split on this decision.
Not everybody's behind mom and dad.
I guess not. So, Toby Mac versus Jason Gray, it's tight right now.
I don't blame you for not voting. We love them both. Thank you, dear. Again, my apologies, and I'll do better tomorrow, I guess. So.
Thank you.
I'll make coffee when I come home after the radio job. How about that? So hang in there. In the meantime, let's get to the weather. Making things right at home, Caleb, it's a top priority, right?
Well, always. It's nice when you've got a 100,000-watt speakerphone on which to do
I know, right? We're a biblical family. I mean, you know, just the whole idea of Hebrews, the coffee.
Quick voting update with just about 10 minutes left in this first semifinal. It's a Final Four matchup. Toby Mac against Jason Gray. Toby Mac, I Just Need You against Jason Gray, Glow in the Dark. And we've said, Toby's the clear favorite in this matchup. He is, and he's up. But only by 5 votes right now, Halvo. So Jason Gray is hanging right in there with 10 minutes left to vote. And again, that guy, just give him a chance at the end. But if you're a Toby Mac fan, you're saying, hey, we got to push Toby to victory. If you're a Jason Gray fan, you got to rally the brethren and sistren here, I guess.
The T-Mac fans cannot take Jason Gray for granted. Otherwise, it'll be 7:45 and Toby ends up on the short end. Well, it is 7:43. That means 2 minutes left in our voting in our Final Four showdown. Jason Gray against Toby Mac. How are we sitting?
Yeah, listener line and vote an extra time in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Single digits separating Toby Mac and Jason Gray as we go down the stretch. It was actually within 3 votes. The margin has widened slightly in the last minute or two here. But again, single digit votes, all that separates Toby Mac and Jason Gray for a spot in the championship.
All right, it is coming up on 7:46. Caleb is tallying the vote, both through the text line, 396-1670, and the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, where you were allowed to bonus vote. Again, remember, just one vote today as you head out for the spring election. Polls open until 8 o'clock tonight all across the state, all the polling places. How do we sit?
So, again, as voting closed, it got tight. There was a late flurry for one artist at the end, and by 10 votes, Toby Mac moves on to the championship. Right. Congratulations to the Johnson family. Well played, well fought. From the Jason Gray faithful. That was tighter maybe than we had thought it might be.
Yeah.
Great Final Four matchup, too. But Toby moves on to the championship. Congratulations to the Johnson family from Eau Claire.
And tomorrow at 7:15, Mercy Me against Crowder, the Friday night headliner for One Fest. Boy, that should be a great matchup. Two great songs tomorrow to see who faces Toby Mac on Thursday in the final.
Well, in the midst of our Free Fuel Fridays, make sure you check that out at WWIB.com/freefuel. Of course, brought to you by our friends at Mark Wart Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. It seems like we're realizing just how much gas prices are on the forefront of everyone's minds. And so there are 2 schools of thought with this, Halvo.
Mm-hmm.
My school of thought, I've realized, is to never let the gas tanks in my vehicles go very low without topping them off again for fear of gas prices going so, so high that it would be just enormous to fill them up. So when they get down a little bit, I fill them up. Down a little bit, fill them up. And use my coupons each time too. But the other school of thought is letting it run all the way down to fumes to delay that gas purchase as long as possible. Where do you come out on this?
You know, I come out as a procrastinator who's laid back and is just like, you know, it'll... And then there is that deal where, sure, it's a good feeling when it's topped off. On the other end, it's not a good feeling, that pain at the pump, right? Which is why we got the Free Fuel Fridays going on.
Yeah, so if you're one of those folks who are saying, you know what, I'm going to wait till that light dings and then I'm going to see how long I can go... Here's a little information for you, because most automobile manufacturers build in about, be careful with this, build in about a gallon of reserve fuel beyond the empty line. But if your daily commute is only a handful of round-trip miles, some cars might be able to go for a few days on empty. And again, we're not necessarily advising this. No. Don't want you to get stuck on the side of the road. But there is a website, Halvo.
Yeah.
TankOnEmpty.com.
Interesting. Yeah, because in my mind, it's been, it must be like 20 miles or so. But apparently it varies per car, huh?
Yes, it does. And so from tankonempty.com. We are not necessarily vouching for this information, but here's what folks probably smarter than us have figured out. Here's how far you can go after the gas light in your car comes on. And I want to try this, actually.
This is great,
searching.
My car goes about as far as any.
So. Yeah, I want to search how far my vehicle can go here. But yeah, you've probably got the number one there, too. What can go furthest on empty?
Honda Accord.
Yeah, and they're saying over 45 miles after hitting empty.
So Evelyn and I were coming back from Milwaukee, and we hit empty the other day. But it was pretty quick to get off the road and go get some gas, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to see what else you see there. I'm going to try typing
Honda
in mine.
Honda Civic is at 43-plus miles. Toyota Corolla at just over 45. Toyota Camry at 42-plus. A Ford Focus 41. Ford F-150 gets you about 39 miles. Volkswagen Jetta, 44. A Mazda Miata, about 35 and a half. Volkswagen Golf, 44. And a Chevy Silverado, 34.
So our main family hauling vehicle, we're a minivan family, and the Dodge Grand Caravan. This says that I can get just under 34 miles on average after that vehicle hits empty.
Yeah. That's good. You know, I'm glad it's not like 10 miles. I mean, because it's really... And in the movie, without giving away American Underdog, I mean, Kurt Warner and Brenda, they run out of gas. And that was a part of the movie that really gripped me.
And this is the thing, too. When you are in your home area and you hit empty versus when you're out on the highway. Because when I'm out on the highway in unfamiliar territory, it's like, where's the first exit? Let's find it. Let's fill up.
Yeah.
Again, when you know where the gas stations are, you feel like you can push it just a little bit
more.
I
had one memory years ago. I was going to Kansas City for like the national RTNDA, Radio TV News Directors Convention. It's like the only time I went. And I think I was with my professor from college, and we were like in Iowa, and we're like, where's the gas station? All they got is corn around here.
Yeah, not as many. They might use the corn for some of those fuels, but you know what? You need the gas station. Just found out that my car can go almost 42 miles after hitting empty.
So there you go.
Knowledge is power, I guess.
Be careful how you test it.
Did you fill up your gas tank on the way to work this morning?
Well, what life hack became your daily routine?
There's all sorts of interesting things on Reddit. This is one of them.
Yeah. So we'll kind of go back and forth on sharing some of these. One person says, I flip my pill bottles after taking them so I remember if I took them or not. Yeah, it really helps if you take the same pill in the morning and at night.
Ah, smart. Yeah, because sometimes it's, you know, if it's a one-a-day thing, you're not supposed to take more, and how do you remember?
Yep.
Just flip the pill bottle. Simple. Another person says, here's my life hack that I just made into my daily routine. When I stopped eating food with any kind of sugar, I changed what I said when someone offered me a cookie or candy. Now I say, I don't eat sugar instead of I can't eat sugar, because this person said, saying I can't implies that some outside force won't allow me to eat it, when instead a sugar-free lifestyle is 100% my choice.
Huh.
Just kind of owning it a little bit more.
When somebody offers me something like, I say thank you.
Yes.
Another one. Washing dishes while cooking.
Prevents the huge full sink afterward. Sure. Yeah, I can see that. A life hack that became a daily routine from Reddit here. Saying thank you. This person says saying thank you instead of apologizing for things that don't actually need apologies. This person says, it's a she actually. She says, I'm a chronic apologizer and it's helped a lot to say thank you instead. For example, if I have a bad day and I vent to my husband instead of saying sorry for venting and bringing down the mood, she says, I'll say thank you for listening and being supportive. Hmm. So again, when an apology is needed, apologize. But sometimes too, just thank somebody for what they did to help you feel better.
Hmm. Another life hack that's changed daily routine. One person said, I brush my teeth as part of my daughter's bedtime routine. This keeps me from snacking late at night since my teeth already feel clean and I don't want to mess them up before bed.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? Helps prevent the late night snacking, which might be the bane of my existence. So that probably is what I need to incorporate. And another one that I really don't want to do, but I can see how this would be beneficial. Life hacks turn into daily routines. This person says, I do squats when I brush my teeth. Can't I just lean over the sink and brush them? Do I have to exercise at the same time? But it's how you get healthy.
There you go.